Well, good morning. And good morning to all those who are listening with young hearts today. So the Reverend Dr. Verhey is going to preach today, and he's going to read some scripture out of the New Testament. And it's a parable. Now tell me what a parable is.
It's like a chapter.
Okay, it's like a chapter. It's like a chapter maybe from some of our school books that Jesus uses to teach, right? So this is a teaching story, and it's a story about two men. Now, one man is a well-dressed Pharisee. Now, you hear that a lot in the New Testament. Who were the Pharisees?
Priests.
Okay, that's good. That's good, right. Pharisees were kind of like priests. They actually were around for about a little over 200 years, shortly before Christ was born, and for a while after Christ had died and was risen and joined God in heaven. So that was the kind of the time of the Pharisees. So really they weren't around in Judaism for too terribly long, because Judaism is a very, very, very old faith, right? And the Pharisees, we kind of often hear kind of the bad news about the Pharisees, right? Because the Pharisees argued a lot with Jesus, right? But actually, there were Pharisees that even believed in Jesus. Joseph of Arimathea, I believe, that Reverend Dr. Morgan was talking about not too long ago, right? And the Pharisees had some important jobs. What do you think a job of a priest is?
Spread the word of God.
Okay. Spread the faith, right? And back then, they had to answer to the law. So they had to follow a lot of very special rules all day, every day. The other man in the parable was definitely not a Pharisee. It depends on what scripture interpretation we're using, version today that we're using. He is called a tax collector, which is not a good kind of tax collector, or a publican, and then there's some other words too. But this man just did not follow the rules of man or God every day. He was quite sinful. So in the scripture, you're going to hear that they both go to the temple, and they both go there to pray to God, but their prayers are very different. What do you think the prayer for the sinful man was? I know you haven't heard the scripture yet, but what do you think how do you think the sinful man prayed?
Let God forgive him for his sins.
Okay, that's a pretty good choice, right? To pray for forgiveness for his sins, because they were many. And he did. And he did. He wouldn't even look up, because he was praying so strongly to ask God to forgive his sins. Okay. But then we have the prayer of the Pharisee. The Pharisee's prayer basically was a prayer of thanks that he wasn't like all these people around him, especially the sinful ones, right? And he was thanking God that he was so special. Now, whose prayer do you think God was pleased with?
The sinful man?
The sinful man's prayer, right. The sinful man's prayer. That's right. That's a good assumption. So even in our prayer of confession today that we just said earlier, we pray to save us from both self-serving pride and self-loathing despair. Well, those are big words. Self-serving pride. Well, that's kind of like the prayer of the Pharisee, right? And the self-loathing despair, well, the sinful man probably felt pretty ashamed because he wouldn't even look up, right? But he came to God and he broke through that despair and he prayed. So we're going to hear more about that during the sermons today. Okay, let's bow our heads. Lord, help us to come to you with an open heart, a true heart, to pray for transformation, and then from that, for our new heart to be able to guide new actions in our daily life. It's in our Son's name we pray. Amen.